God does not want to chastise you. Sometimes when it feels like you're in the middle of a storm that you're not sure. A few minutes ago, I sensed in my spirit the anointing was so strong. I was ready to run out into the aisles and start laying hands on people. Because the anointing is so strong to do great works. The Lord told me to wait. I think He's still looking for our hearts to get ready for the move that He wants to do in our midst. This morning I'm going to be speaking about, Lord willing, faith interrupted.
Distracted right now.
Don't let it be interrupted. Here I am. I'm ready to pour out. Remember that miracle? Come on, man. I'm ready to give that miracle to you. Don't be distracted.
Touch the sky when my knees hit the ground.
You ever felt like you wasn't prepared to face the tomorrows? Faith interrupted. There's a definition of faith, which comes from Hebrews 11, verses 1 through 3. It says, "Now faith is a substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders," say elders, "obtained a good testimony. By faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made of things which are visible." Faith can be interrupted, and it can disturb our hope. This day being Back to Church Sunday, which is celebrated nationwide. In fact, more than just nationwide. I understand it's in different countries also. It's important to take a look in the Word and see what may keep us from a great faith walk. You see, I believe when we take this scripture, which comes from Hebrews chapter 11, it goes on to talk about the great men of faith. And I believe that we want to be like the heroes of faith. 1 Corinthians 13:13 says, "And now abide faith, hope, love, these three, but the greatest of these is love." These three things are supposed to abide in our lives: faith, hope, and love. Proverbs 13:12 says, "Hope deferred makes the heart sick, but when the desire comes, it is a tree of life." The Lord has been speaking to me lately about hope deferred and hope displaced. As Proverbs points out, hope deferred makes the heart sick. Hope displaced comes to make us remain on a never-ending roller coaster ride from hopeful to hopelessness. It can even progress into anger at God and others. According to Strong's Bible Dictionary, defers means to delay or to draw out. That implies that the thing hoped for is probable and will eventually come to pass. God's promises are true, but his timetable is rarely ours. Now again, in Hebrews 11:1, it says, "Now faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see." We can be sure of what we hope for even when it remains unseen if God himself promises it to us. Hope is displaced when we assume that God will do something for us merely because he has done it for others. We can be full of hope and excitement one minute, but when it looks like our desires will be fulfilled, and then emotionally dashed on the rocks the next as we realize that little has changed or that the situation has gotten worse. In the middle of all this, one thing is true and remains: God will never leave us nor forsake us. In the middle of our worst trials, we can hold on to God's promises that he will always be there for us, even when he remains unseen and unfelt. That promise is sure. Hope displaced can crush us if we expect God to stop the trial immediately and fix the situation. Our hearts can leap for joy as we see a small crack in the clouds above, then sink to our stomachs as darker clouds move in. If we expected God to end the storm, he appears to have failed us. If we expect God to remain with us in the storm, then he has kept his promise to never leave us. To be sure, God is in the business of performing miracles. We've all experienced them. Had it not been for a miracle of transformation, I would not be running this ministry. With it being back to church Sunday, I'm here because someone invited me. Think about that. Had it not been for a miracle of healing, some of you hearing this message would not be alive. But God sometimes has deeper miracles of mind than our immediate comfort and freedom. Sometimes he wants to carry us through the storm so we can learn to lean upon him. Sometimes he wants to empower us to walk through the storm with him. Sometimes he wants to give us authority over the storm so that what once weakened us becomes defeated by our lives through his power and might. That is a true loving Savior. We all want to keep our kids safe from the bullies. But if we don't teach them to stand, they will never be strong. In the life of the Apostle Paul, some of the trials were ended quickly and some continued. When he and Silas were in stocks in the inner prison, they were supernaturally freed while worshiping. Paul had more faith than anyone I know. He survived shipwrecks, beatings, stonings, but even his prayers to God to remove his thorn in the flesh received a firm no. For some reason, it was more important for Paul to experience the grace of God rather than God's healing. We aren't sure what Paul's thorn was, but in Galatians 4, Paul affirms that they would have torn out their own eyes and given them to him. Paul could have easily become angry at God and lost his grace to persevere. Say, persevere.
Persevere.
Yet he held on to something deeper in him. Many times when I'm counseling other Christians, etc., I will say, just go deeper. Deeper. Go deeper. Hang on to something deeper in him. We have a warning in Hebrews chapter 10. If you look at chapter 10, it talks about holding fast the confession of our faith. By a new and living way, we can boldly come into the throne room. We are to draw near with a true heart and full assurance of faith. And hold fast the confession of faith. I put these words boldly, without wavering. How many of us today waver in our faith? And it says to consider one another in order to stir up, I had to underline this one too, love. As I mentioned a little bit earlier, God does not want to chastise you. He doesn't want to chastise us or me. Hello? And many of us have heard this scripture, not to forsake the assembling together. This next part bothers me. As is the manner of some. Some even in our own church. We was talking the other day, Brother Brashear and I. Talking about the football game. My Packers are on tonight at service time. But I'll assure you that I'll be here. Because if I miss one, then I might miss two. And if I miss two, then I might miss three. But you're the leader. You should be here. That's true. And whoever is going to be a leader, hello, we'll be there. But I'm not a leader. Yes, you are. Don't tell me you're not. I will get on with my sermon. Not forsaking the assembly together, as is the manner of some, as whatsoever some of you, and I would be one. Hello? So it must mean when Paul was talking to the Christians, he was saying, there's some must be missing these services. There's some that are not here that I wish were here, and they're missing. Some that I know, some that I broke bread together with, some that I have fellowship with, and they're not here. Is it me? Did I do something wrong? What bothers me the most is they're not getting the exhortation that they have need of. And Hebrews 10:35 says, therefore, do not cast away your confidence. Your confidence, which has great reward. Believers are commanded, they are obligated to one another. You are obligated to me and I'm obligated to you. We are to provoke one another to good works and to exhort each other to live consistent, say consistent.
Consistent.
Consistent lives. Worthy of the Master. Worthy of the Holy One of Israel. Worthy of God. But this is how it starts. A middle-aged lady came by the other day. And I believe it was her father. They stopped and asked if they could have a piece of wood off the wagon out here in the trailer. Sure. Take all you want. Saves us from having to go to the dump with it, amen? And of course, it's back to church Sunday this week. I know it was Brother Dean or myself that mentioned about church. She doesn't go to church. Oh, she used to. But she'd been hurt in the church. And I believe it was her father. He still goes. But I don't go anymore. And I think she even said where she had went before. But she's a good person, she said. And I asked the question, well, how do you grow in the Lord? I know it's not religion. It's about a relationship. Do you read the Bible to help you? Oh, yes. Brother Dean and I afterwards, Brother Dean said, no, she was lying to you. I said, yep, I know. And I said to her, well, then, concerning the church that you used to go to, then you know all about salvation. Well, she said, someday I'd like to talk to you about it, about how she got hurt in the church. I said, great. Let's make an appointment. Amen. And I wasn't being rude. I was being a pastor. I was being a witness. I was exhortating, if you will, about the scriptures that God gave us. Not forsembling the assembly, or not forsaking the assembling together with those of like faith. And I did say this to her. I said, as far as growth, I said, the Bible talks about iron sharpening iron. How can you grow in the Lord if you're not rubbing shoulders with one another? You can't. Reverend Brashear said that he'd heard once, if the hypocrite becomes between you and God, who is closer to God? So if you've been hurt in church, I must have to ask those that are not in church today. I like this too. It says, who is closer to God, the hypocrite in church or you whom the hypocrite kept out of church? How does it start? I'm watching my game tonight. No, I'm not. No temptation has taken me except what is common to man, and God is faithful. Amen. But I got a lot of answers to do on my Facebook. Actually, it's kind of silent right now. Oh, there's another pastor. What's going on in his church? Did you hear about solar America? How about solar panels? Anybody? Angela Bell, she shared grandparents and grandkids' photo. Who remembers one of these? I do. Oh, here's another one of our ministers from Teen Challenge. You know, he's great things happening. Oh, there's a score. Praise God. No, I don't like that, so I won't finish watching that. I get the scores out here too. My Cubs are down 3-0. Huh? Yep. If God's convicting me, just maybe he might be convicting you. Faith interrupted. No, I'm not saying that the ball game's wrong. I'm not saying Facebook's wrong. I'm not saying the internet's wrong. But is your faith being interrupted? And is it drawing you closer to the Lord, this interruption?
Well, that really bothers me. They're down 3-0.
Faith interrupted. How about a good movie? When you know probably you should be spending a little bit more time with the Lord.
Oh, come on, Pastor. Yeah.
Get out the popcorn. Get out the Mount Dutch. Today we're doing one movie after another after another. Oh boy, I'm going to get sick today. That was my best. And if you get a chance, go watch The War Room. It's in Eureka. Oh, the internet, boy, I got to keep up on that. I got to keep up with the media. One of the things I like to do is to get up and check to see what's happening in current events. Amen. When I was in third grade, I got scolded by my teacher. I didn't know till I don't know how long it was. It might have been a year or two. When I was getting B's and C's, that was unheard of in the Daisy family. Amen. You're supposed to get A's. Amen. I was getting B's and C's in the first 9 weeks. Of course, you had that progress report and parent-teachers conferences. So my mother went, and the teacher let my mother have it. I know he's a better student than that. But you know what he does? He comes to school, and before school starts, he'll sit there reading the sports page. She says, are you doing that bad of work? Well, no, not really. He's not doing that bad. Then why is he getting those grades? Because of his attitude. He's reading the sports page before he comes. And he's not doing the best that I think that he can do. My mother said, well, I don't understand anything. I'm going to talk to him. The next 9 weeks, straight A's. But you didn't hear the rest of the story. We can't afford to have a paper come to our house. Is it really wrong that before class that he's reading the paper? I didn't know that she had said that for quite a long time. But I think it changed not only my attitude, but her attitude, the teacher's. Amen. She began to see that, well, this kid doesn't have a paper to read. And my mother said, it's current events. And he's reading.
That's right.
My attitude should be that I want to exhort the brethren. I want to exhort my sisters in the Lord. But unless I spend time with the Lord, my faith can be interrupted in doing the calling that God has on my life. How about you? There's times when my wife begs me to come home because of my job. And I have to weigh these things. And I'll tell you what it does. It gets me into prayer. I know what Sister June's going through. Because my wife goes through it. So they can have sympathy pains for one another. And believe it. I'm finding out that if Sister June speaks, Dean listens. When my wife speaks, Brother Dean is finding out that I listen. Amen? Why is that? Because they want to spend time with us. They married us. But let me go a little bit further here. Faith interrupted. I know you need to spend time with your families. You need to spend time with your spouse. But you got to remember the first person.
That's right.
He's first. Don't ever forget it, because if he's not first, you're in trouble.
That's right.
I never have to worry too much. Again, if you heard me say it before, that if my relationship is right with Christ, I don't have to worry about the church being full. And I can say that concerning you all too, and those who are outside right now, being convicted that they're not inside. Yeah, but pastor said this. No, it's about a relationship. If the relationship is right, you'll be in church. You'll be there. Oh, pastor, but if I miss, no, don't go there. Don't even go there. You're missing the message. You're missing the message if you do. We need to be caring for others. And sometimes that caring for others will keep us out. It's faith interrupted. Well, what my job? What about your job? How much is enough? God, he could put you right on your back. You don't have a job. Who's first? And your dedication to God will also make you dedicated to the church. Well, then I hear this, my kids won't behave in church. And they never will if you don't train them up. In church. In church. Really? You use that as an excuse? Every time that I set out to spend time with the Lord or church, something happens. Duh. Keep doing it. It'll get better. You see, church, I don't want to be the 2 Timothy chapter 3 man. Here it goes. A little homework for you. Let me say it again. I do not want to be the 2 Timothy 3, chapter 3 man. I want to be a Hebrews 11 man, a man full of faith. Not faith interrupted. But faith, when it gets interrupted, and someone says, pastor, will you pray? My mother's on the deathbed. They don't know if she's going to make it. She's only 50 years old. Now, just a minute. What's the score? Oh, just a minute. I've got to put this last 2x4 in. Well, pastor, I'd be there, but I got to take care of this. Where's your vision? Pastor needs me. Wow. You know, I don't like asking people to do things. Don't like it. Why is that? I don't want to owe you anything. But love. I don't want to owe you anything but loving you and exhorting you to do your best for Jesus.
That's right.
It's about relationship. I want to be a part of your life, but you don't have to let me in. I want to be a part of your kids' life, but you don't have to let me spend time with them. Let us come and renew our faith in Christ today. Pastor, what are you saying? I'm saying I just gave you the word. It's all here. I don't want to be a 2 Timothy chapter 3 man or woman. That is, if I got it right, man or woman, who am I today? In the last days. Sister Daisy, come to the piano. Faith interrupted. How much do you have? Your faith is going to be interrupted. But the Apostle Paul and the Hebrews letters and in Proverbs, where's your hope? Is your hope deferred? Is your heart sick? My heart gets sick in time, waiting on God to put forth some miracle in my life. Lord, if I had $1 million, I'm still waiting. But I've made $1 million in my life. It just seems to, and I'm giving away over $1 million to bills, etc. You getting this morning? How much is enough for you? Lord, you said in your word, seek ye first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto me. This is what your word says. And so, Lord, your word also said that in Philippians chapter 4, that you supply all of my needs according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. Lord, I'm not asking you for that right now. I just want to spend time with you. Lord, I love you. I love you, and I don't deserve such love. Lord, I confess that I have sinned against you. I don't deserve your grace. I don't deserve your mercy. And I recognize that you can put me on my back, Lord God, to help remind me of just who you really are, that you're my creator. So, Father God, I ask God that you will minister to me, that I might be able to minister to others, that they will know that there is hope in Jesus Christ. And, Lord, if my hope has been shaken, if my faith has been shaken, I ask God that you will resurrect that faith, resurrect that hope in my life, God. For you are a miracle working God, and you'll do it for me again, Lord God, just like you've done it for others, Lord. And I'm not going to be angry at somebody else's ministry. I'm going to get angry with the devil who tries to keep my flesh from doing things that God, it's my fault. I allow him to creep in. I allow him to interrupt my faith, God. It's my fault. Lord, I confess to you right now that you are Lord, that you are Savior in my house. You are Lord and you are Savior in my church. You are Lord and Savior of all my children, God. As far as me and my house, we will serve the Lord. We will serve the Lord. We will. God, I say it from my mother who's still alive, my father who's still alive. I say it from them, Father God, right on down to my children, right on down to the all 6 of my kids, right on down to my grandchildren, each and every one of them, Lord. And I pray for the future right now too, Lord, that if you tarry, that my grandchildren, their children will serve the Lord also, because I said it, and I state it right now, Father God, as far as me and my house, we will serve the Lord. From generation to generation, we will serve the Lord.
Yes, amen, yes.
How's your prayer life? Faith interrupted. Boldly to the throne room of God. Today, I make a recommitment. How about you? Yep, I made church this Sunday. I've missed a few Sundays. Yeah, but what about the Wednesdays? What about the Sunday nights? Oh, Pastor, don't go there. That's my family night. Give me a break. Family night, that's a good night to be in church. Make it Thursday. Make it Friday. Well, Pastor, you're stepping on toes now. Good. It's not me you got to deal with. Pastor, you got to draw me around the church. Who's doing it? Think about it. What's God going to bless more?
I was ready to start running.
And the Lord said, wait, wait. Are you ready? Are you ready for it? Because if you're not ready for it, we're going to miss God. Brother Rashir, we're going to miss God. Brother Mano, I do not want to miss God. I don't want you to miss God. I don't want you to miss God. I don't want your family to miss God. I don't want your neighborhood to miss God. Would you come?
Give me glory, glory.
Renew our faith. been looking for some miracle in my life, God. I haven't gotten it. It's hurt me, Lord. I know I'm not where I need to be. But I'm asking, God, that you renew that hope, renew that faith, renew that love, Father God. Your love that comes down from heaven. Lord, restore that relationship, Father God. Let the love of God be shed abroad in my heart, that I might know the length, the width, the height, the depth of the love of God, which is in Jesus Christ my Lord. Lord, I come to you. God, set me on fire. Set my on fire. Transform me. You said not to be conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of my mind. Lord, renew my mind. Renew me, Lord. Challenge me, Lord. Challenge me, Lord. Do not let my faith be interrupted. This is your time, Lord. We give it to you. This is your time. Do the work, Lord. Do the work in me. Complete that which you have started.
Give you glory, glory.
Some of you may be saying, well, Pastor's mad. Pastor's not mad. My goodness, I wouldn't be here if I was mad. Pastor deals with that at the cross. Each and every time some affliction comes up, I'm dealing with it at the cross. I'm saying, Lord, I don't want to get angry. Lord, I give you that anger, Lord. I need to be right with you so that I can be right with your people. Lord, I might be able to preach your word with liberty and power. Lord, move by thy spirit, oh God. Shake us up, Lord. Stir us up to great works, Lord. Stir us up, Lord. Stir up the love of God in our hearts, Lord God. To love as you love. To forgive as you forgive. Somebody needs a miracle today. Somebody needs a miracle today. God's performing miracles today. You will supply all my needs according to your riches and glory in Christ Jesus. Lord, I'm confessing right now, Lord. I'm asking you to help my faith. I'm asking you to keep me. To keep me in church. I'm asking you to keep me in the Word. I'm asking you to keep me in prayer, Lord. Help my mind to be an attitude of prayer at all times, Father God. I'm asking you, God, touch my life. Help me to walk in your spirit. Help me to walk in the word of God, which is quick and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword, penetrating to the mind, the soul, the spirit, and the joints. Father, get in my motives. Get in my motives. Get in my motives. Lord, let my motives line up with the word. If it's not lined up with the word, then change my motives. Change me, Father God, to your will. Let faith rise up in me, Lord. Let me dance with you, Lord. Let me shout with you, Lord. Let me walk with you, Lord. Father, Jesus Christ. Oh, I ask my to touch my brother. One more time.
Lead me.
Hallelujah.
Oh,
Treasure.
Everything I am, reaching out and surrender. Come sweep me up in your love again. And my soul will dance.
Spirit soaring, I touch the sky with my
everything I am, reaching out and surrender. Sweep me up in your love again.
Oh.